This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Raymond Tungakar. Republicans who control the Missouri legislature plan to make another attempt at revising the state's workers' compensation laws. Republican lawmakers want to require people with occupational diseases, such as cancer caused by asbestos exposure, to file their claims for money through the workers' compensation process. Courts currently have interpreted a 2005 Missouri law to allow claims involving occupational diseases to be filed in court. Business groups say that creates uncertainty for employers and could drive up their costs. But attorneys who represent victims of occupational diseases say the workers' compensation system would not provide adequate benefits for certain ailments. The legislature passed a similar bill earlier this year, but it was vetoed by Governor Jay Nixon. A University of Missouri researcher is one of only a dozen recipients of this year's National Medal of Science, announced by President Barack Obama yesterday. Frederick Hawthorne is the director of the International Institute of Nano and Molecular Medicine at MU and will be receiving the honor. Hawthorne says he's particularly excited about his most recent research into a cancer therapy that labels cancerous cells with the chemical element boron and then bombards that boron with neutrons, which in effect kills those cells.
We feel confident that we have accomplished a proof of principle of this method. And although it's been known for 50 years, no one has really pinned it down and got it demonstrable.
According to a press release, Hawthorne will join other award winners at a ceremony at the White House early next year to receive the National Medal of Science. The Missouri Department of Transportation is reporting a slight increase in traffic fatalities for the year 2012. That's expected to be about a 3% increase from last year. KBIA's Janet Saidi has more.
The slight increase in Missouri's traffic fatalities comes after 6 years of decreases. Numbers reported fell from more than 1,000 in the year 2006 to 786 last year. This year, MoDOT reports 806 fatalities so far on Missouri's highways. Bill Whitfield is with MoDOT's Highway Safety Program. He says even a slight increase like this year's 3% is a concern.
We are always concerned when an individual loses their lives due to a traffic crash. So a 3% increase is a concern to us. We don't want anyone to die on Missouri's roadways. We would like to see zero deaths occur over the course of a year.
Whitfield says in a majority, 64% of the fatal crashes so far this year, the driver or passenger was not wearing a seatbelt. He says not wearing seatbelts and driving while impaired by drugs or alcohol are two of the most frequent factors in roadway fatalities. For KBIA News, I'm Janet Saidi.
State offices in the Missouri Capitol's home of Cole County will be closed on January 14th for the inauguration of statewide elected officials. The festivities for Governor Jay Nixon and First Lady Georgianne Nixon will start off with a service at a Jefferson City church. That will be followed by the traditional parade ending at the state capitol. The swearing-in ceremony for five statewide officials is scheduled to start at 11:15 a.m. Missouri law states that a governor's four-year term starts at noon on the second Monday in January. For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tungakar.